This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are a couple of sectors that have been largely bypassed by the Trump rally this week. Hospital stocks, for one, with the prospect of Obamacare being unwound. Also, tech. Most of the biggies lost ground in part because of the things Mr. Trump has said about some of the tech sector's biggest names, Apple CEO Tim Cook and Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, among them. But also in part because of what Donald Rumsfeld would call unknown unknowns, the incoming administration's tech policies. We got our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, on the phone to make me smart. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
What do we know about the Trump administration's technology policies?
We know next to nothing. In fact, the plan for the first 100 days that is up on the Trump campaign website says nothing about technology. I think there's one line about technical education in a section about schools.
Right.
And as for the rest of it, it is it's anybody's guess.
All right. So let's run through a couple here that there's going to have to be some kind of meeting of the minds on between the White House and Silicon Valley. Number one would probably be security, right? I mean, as you said, he beat up on Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, over the San Bernardino iPhone. That whole thing is not going away.
No, it's absolutely not. And of course, you know, law enforcement and national security officials, even within the existing government, are split on this question. And so most analysts believe that the Trump administration is likely to weaken encryption and also make some personnel changes that could affect privacy. For example, he is very likely to very quickly replace the current head of the FCC, mm-hmm. which, of course, sets telecom and broadband policy. And he has spoken disfavorably of the FCC's open internet initiative or basically net neutrality regulations.
Right.
Now, if those are rolled back, that could impact privacy protections on existing broadband and telecom providers. So look for basically attacks on encryption and potentially on consumer privacy.
We talked a little bit on the program yesterday about immigration and agriculture policy and the guest worker program there. H-1B visas, Donald Trump has said, he calls them, cheap labor, right? And he wants an absolute requirement on American workers first.
That's exactly it. Silicon Valley is extremely concerned about the H-1B visa program. And Donald Trump has said, as you pointed out on the campaign trail, that it has been an excuse for people in the Valley to hire outside workers and not American workers. But he has not and is very unlikely to implement any sort of corresponding funding for technical education in this country, STEM education. He maintains that we graduate more than enough people in fields of technology that should be able to fill those jobs.
So here comes a more abstract question, I guess, right? Silicon Valley and high tech in this country are all about trying stuff and seeing what happens and innovating the heck out of things. Where does mm-hmm. that go when we literally don't know what the administration's policies are going to be toward innovation, toward technology, toward funding and all of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could argue that it's an opportunity to innovate around that uncertainty or to try to set an agenda to get in his ear quickly. And convince him, for one thing, that these issues are important. I think that what Silicon Valley is really worried about is that this has been a really vibrant sector of our economy and that technology touches every single part of every other business. It is integral to the conversations about globalization, to conversations about job growth, because so many of the jobs that the Trump administration is talking about trying to create or bring home are jobs that have been or will very soon be automated. So I think that it's an opportunity for Silicon Valley, if it can stop the freak out, to say, how can we help shape this agenda in a positive way? Because that's what we do.
Molly Wood is our senior tech correspondent. Thank you, Molly.
My pleasure, Kai.